Welcome to Talks with Tea Time podcast. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the best sport podcast in the world.
Thank you, Siri. That's right. You heard it right. We're back and we're better than ever. Welcome to Talks with Tea Time podcast, where we talk completely sports, football, basketball, baseball, whatever you want to hear. We're here and we're ready to give you the best entertainment of your life. So sit back and relax for the next 45 minutes. Welcome to Talks with Tea Time, the podcast. What is up, you guys? It's your boy, Tony Tea Time West, back at it again with another episode of Talks Tea Time, the podcast, Season 7, Episode 5, man. If you haven't already, follow us on Twitter at Talks Tea Time, P1. Then also as well, follow us on Instagram at Talks with Tea Time Podcast. Appreciate you guys' love and support. If this is your first time listening, go ahead and subscribe to the channel and give us a 5-star rating. And also as well, turn on that notification sign so y'all can see when I am posting a podcast. Thank you guys for your love and support, man. It's been about 2 weeks since we, you know, dropped our last episode. And I'm glad to be back, man. I had to take a little mental break, you know what I'm saying, from social media. I really suggest that everybody does that. You know what I'm saying? It's good for me. I do it every year around this time, from basically February all the way up until March, close to my birthday. So I'm actually off social media right now. So a lot of people may not even hear this podcast until down the road, because as y'all know, I really promote my podcast on my social media. So it'll be a few people that have that notification bell on. You know, if you got the notification bell on, y'all are still good. But yeah, man, we're going to be dropping a podcast today, man. So definitely just need it, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a great place, mental health state now. You know, I'm really in a good place, just thanking God for another day. And I'm just thankful that, you know, I'm just in a better place mentally. So y'all make sure, you know, get your mentals checked out. Make sure you know, all good. But anyway, today's going to be a fun podcast. We are previewing the biggest game in the history of sports, which is the Super Bowl. Yes, that's indeed correct. That is always the biggest game every single year. So we'll talk about the Bengals and the Rams tonight. Philly has finally sent Ben Simmons to Brooklyn for James Harden. We'll break down that trade a little bit tonight. And we'll talk a little bit about NFL awards and stuff like that a little bit. But, I mean, this is going to be preferably really a short podcast. We're going to jump into the Super Bowl, and like I said, we'll talk about trades and stuff like that. But besides that, man, it's probably going to be a pretty short episode. So let's go ahead and jump into the big things first. Let's go ahead and jump into the Super Bowl. So we have the Bengals going up against the Rams. This is going to be a fun matchup. It's going to be a really fun matchup, man. I'm really excited to see, you know, Ja'Marr Chase going up against Jalen Ramsey. I'm excited to see, you know, is the Bengals offensive line going to be able to protect Joe Burrow? I'm excited to see this, man. I think this is going to be a fun game. I do think this game is going to come down to defense. And I think this is going to be a very good game. I'm excited. I've doubted the Bengals too many times this year. I ain't doubting them no more. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think they kind of belong here. I think they, you know, kind of got hot at the right time. So, and I seen it. I think it was, who was that they played? They put up like 45 points on. It was either the Steelers or the Ravens late in the season. And I knew, and I think T. Higgins had like 200 plus yards receiving, or like he had some big game. And I knew then, I was like, yo, they turned the corner. But the Bengals have really been a solid team all year. But it seems like now they took in this next step. So I'm no longer sleeping on these guys anymore. Let's talk about the game a little bit. So coming into this game, there's a few factors that are going to have to, and we are going to kind of break down the game. So this is going to kind of feel like 2020 Tea Time podcasts, but we are going to kind of break down the game a little bit more in this podcast, because it's just one game. So in viewing this game, I just talked about some of the important factors, but I'm going to reiterate again some of the things I want to see from this game. Can the Bengals O-line protect Joe Burrow? That's one of the main things I want to see. Can the Bengals O-line, with that great defensive line that the Rams have, you got Von Miller coming off the edge. You know, you got, you know, probably the best player in football, period, Aaron Donald. Can they protect the quarterback? That's going to be very, very important to see, and I'm excited to see it. I think another thing that I'm excited to see, I just talked about this, the matchup between Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Ramsey. I mean, we're talking about a matchup that possibly will be a matchup for years to come, like top fives against each other. Because right now, I'm telling y'all, Ja'Marr Chase, off of just this year, is already a top five wide receiver, already in his rookie year. He's special. So we're talking about a matchup where we could see for the next couple of years, top fives going up against each other. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see how that works. And I think it's going to be a good one. Another thing I look forward to in this game, can the Bengals defense continue to play above average? Because that's what they've been in this playoffs. They've been above average. During the season, they were an average defense. They were all right. You know what I'm saying? They were okay, but they weren't like great, a great defense. If they can stay average and their offense is as good as they are, it could cause problems. You know what I'm saying? You can see that when they play the Chiefs. Same thing. Defense was shut out in the second half. So it really just depends, man. But honestly, man, in my personal opinion, I think it's going to be very important for, you know, the Bengals to really just focus in on how can we stop 40 and 99, you know, on their side of the ball. Now for the Rams, let's talk about them a little bit. I think the Rams in this case, the pressure's on you, right? The thing about the Bengals, they don't have any pressure on them in this game. The Bengals come into this game already an underdog. Nobody really expected them to be here. Joe Burrow's only second year in the league. Like, they've already kind of beat all expectations. So for them, if they lose the Super Bowl, it's like, okay, well, we lost, but we're going to get back here eventually one day. With the Rams, I mean, you got to think about with the moves they made, going to get Odell Beckham, going to get Von Miller. This is win now. A couple years ago, going to get Jalen Ramsey. This is win now for them. There is no, oh, we got to wait till next year. No. You got to go win now. You brought in Matthew Stafford. You brought in Jalen Ramsey in the past couple of years. You brought in, Von Miller. You brought in Odell Beckham. He looks like a number one wide receiver all of a sudden again. It's funny how that works when you have an actual decent quarterback. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this, bro. My thing is this. The pressure is on Rams. It's win now or we're a failure. To be honest, because coming into the season, I already had the Rams as a top three seed in the NFC. It was between Tampa, Green Bay, and then boom, the Rams. So that's what I'm saying. Another important factor in this game, man, Matthew Stafford has got to take care of the ball. Because I'm going to tell you the truth, he really should have threw two picks in that NFC Championship game. Y'all know that, right? Jatarius Tart dropped one right in his hands. He should have had two picks, bro. He would have been two picks, two interceptions, two touchdowns, I mean. Two touchdowns, two interceptions. Now the stats don't look all that great anymore. You know, Matthew Stafford has got to take care of the ball. I think it's also going to be important for the Rams to establish a run game. You're going to have to establish a run game because, like I said, the Bengals, they're playing above their heads right now and been doing it for like the last month. They have looked really good in the playoffs. So it's going to be very important to establish that run, punch them in the mouth, let them know, hey, man, we ain't ducking nothing. So, you know, that's just a few of my takes that I have for the game. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see, you know what I'm saying, how these teams play. I'm excited to see the matchup between Ja'Marr Chase and also as well Jalen Ramsey. But I think another thing that's going to be important for the Bengals too, I forgot to add this, the Bengals are going to have to utilize T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. Because I'm telling you now, Jalen Ramsey is taking away one side of the field. I wouldn't be surprised if Ja'Marr Chase is in Rikers, bro. Straight up, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Ja'Marr Chase is in Rikers. And I love Ja'Marr Chase. I love him. I'm a fan of his. But Jalen Ramsey is that guy. You know how that dude says, you're not that guy, pal? No, Jalen Ramsey is that guy. He is special. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if he has him on Alcatraz. Like, he's locked up. So they're going to have to utilize T. Higgins and also as well Tyler Boyd. Also as well, sustain some type of run game. I know the offensive line has been lacking, but you're going to have to sustain a run game as well if they take away Ja'Marr Chase. For me, the Rams, like I just said, I think they actually are the better team. But who is hotter right now? I'm gonna say the Bengals, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I know y'all waiting on this. Who do I think is going to win this game? I'm taking the Rams in this game 24-21. I think it's going to be a very close game. I think it's going to come down to the wire. But I think the Rams pull it out. Now, y'all going to ask me, who do I want to win? I like both of these teams, honestly. So I'm cool with either one of them winning. It won't bother me. But I truly want the Bengals to win. I'm going to be honest. I will be actively rooting for the Bengals. I'm not even going to hold you. Because I like T. Higgins. I like DJ Reader. They have a lot of Clemson guys on the Bengals. And on the Rams, we only have one, which is Tremaine Ancrum, who's a rookie. So, you know, I really... I'm going to be cheering for, you know, or maybe it's Tremaine. He might have been in the league for 2 years. I'm not sure. But, yeah, he's pretty new to the NFL is what I'm trying to get to. But, yeah, like I was saying, I really am looking forward to if the Bengals pull this off, I'm going to be so excited for their fan base because the Bengals fan base reminds me a lot of the Carolina Panthers fan base. Have never really seen a lot of success back-to-back. Have never seen a Super Bowl. Have never seen, you know what I'm saying, really like any real success in the last 30-plus years. That reminds me a lot of my fan base, the Carolina Panthers. We ain't seen no success since 2015, man. We went to the playoffs in 2017, but to me, I really felt like that team really wasn't that good. Cam Newton was playing with a bunch of walk-ons out there. That he had young Christian McCaffrey as a rookie. DJ Moore wasn't even there yet. Like the wide receiving core was like Devin Funchess and Brenton Burson and guys like that. So they remind me a lot of that team. I mean, they remind me a lot of my organization. You know what I mean? They remind me a lot of the Panthers is what I'm trying to say. Now let's bring up another discussion before we sign out on this. If Joe Burrow wins this championship in year two, where does he rank in the quarterback layer? Where does he rank? Because if he wins this championship, I don't know, man. I think Justin Herbert is better than Joe Burrow. But if Joe Burrow got a ring year two, it's going to be hard. It's going to be harder to make that argument, bro. It's already getting harder now because, you know, he's made this run in the playoffs. But if Joe Burrow wins, just think about this, bro. This might be one of the greatest runs we've ever seen in an athlete. Honestly, from college, I'm transitioning from college to pro. This might be one of the best stories we've ever seen. Let's get this right. 2 years ago, well, let's go 3 years ago. 3 years ago, he's at LSU. He's not a factor. 2 years ago, he goes to LSU, has one of the best quarterback years of all history, has one of the best teams. I think the LSU football team is top five of all time, maybe even number two. And then he wins the Heisman Championship. He goes to Cincinnati for a year, sucks, tears the ACL, and then the next year, come back and win a Super Bowl within a 3 year span. He'll have two ships in two different, atmospheres in college and pro. I mean, you can't make that up. if Joe Burrow pulls this off, it's gonna get real hard for me to start arguing Justin Herbert is better than Joe Burrow. I just was talking about this today on TikTok. Y'all follow me at Talks Tea Time, the podcast. That's the only social media I am still on because we are on the run to 10,000 followers. We almost there. We at like almost 8,000 right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to check right now in a few seconds. But yeah, follow me on TikTok, Talks Tea Time, the podcast. But we're there. Anyway, you know, it's going to be hard for me to make that claim anymore. It's going to be hard, bro. It's going to be really hard to make that claim if he pulls that off. So that's my personal opinion. So this is what I'm trying to say. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are special and they're young. That's the scary thing about them. They're young. So this is going to be something to watch, man. This is going to be something to watch. I'm excited for the Bengals. I really hope these guys can pull it off. I really do. Oh, by the way, on Talks with T-Time podcast on TikTok, we are at 7,910 followers, bro. So shout out to y'all. I know a lot of y'all are now listening to the podcast and coming over to the podcast. I love it. I appreciate you guys. We're blowing up over there. I love TikTok. It's doing really great for the podcast. So this is the last thing I'm going to say. Regardless of what happens Sunday, the Bengals have did something really special and they should be proud of what they've done. Regardless of what happens. But I think the Rams are the better team. I actually think the Bengals actually have the better quarterback. But I think the Rams are the better team. So that's who I'm trusting. The Rams. Like I said, give it the Rams in this game 24-21. When we get back, Ben Simmons, he stood his ground and said, hey man, I'm not playing another game in a 76ers jersey. Well, brother, your wishes have came true. Let's talk about the big blockbuster deal that took place today. James Harden to Philly. And also as well, Ben Simmons to Brooklyn. Let's talk about it when we get back. What is up, you guys? It's your boy, Tony T-Time West, back in again with another segment of Talks T-Time, the podcast. Man, if you haven't already, follow us on Instagram. That's going to be at Talks with T-Time podcast. And then on Twitter, follow us at Talks with T-Time, P as in Paul, 1. Go ahead and follow us on TikTok as well at Talks with T-Time podcast. We're going viral over there, man, dang near every day. So it's been great. So y'all go check us out over there as well. So let's jump into probably the biggest sports news of the day. And we'll go over some of these other trades too. But we're mainly going to focus on the big one here. Let's talk about the big trade. Let's go ahead and jump into it. So, as we heard the last couple weeks, James Harden was starting to become a malcontent and starting to become upset at the whole Kyrie Irving being part-time. And I'm going to be honest, I kind of feel him on that. Like, it throws off chemistry. It, you know what I'm saying? I kind of feel where James Harden is coming from. I know he sounds like a brat because he's been traded to three teams in the last 2 years. But I kind of feel where he's coming from on that, honestly. But anyway, let's get into the details of the trade, and then I'll jump more into what I was just talking about. So, on Thursday, the Brooklyn Nets and the 76ers made a huge trade. So, with this trade, what is happening is James Harden and also as well Paul Millsap from the Brooklyn Nets are now going to Philly, okay? Now, Philly is giving the Nets Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, and also as well Andre Drummond and 2 first-round picks. I believe one is unprotected and one is protected, future first-round picks. Now, let's talk about how this benefits both teams, because I do think it does benefit both teams. I think Embiid with James Harden in that pick and roll is going to be special. It is going to be special. Now, also as well, I always felt like, and I gotta give this dude a shout out, Max Kellerman been saying it for years. Max Kellerman been saying, hey man, somebody's gonna either have to trade, they're gonna have to either, the Philadelphia 76ers are gonna have to either move on from Ben Simmons or Embiid. And I think they made the right choice from moving on from, you know what I'm saying, Ben Simmons. Because Embiid looks like one of the best players in the league right now. And honestly, he looks like to be the MVP front runner right now. The MVP is basically his to lose at this point. So, basically, what I'm saying is this. I think that they made the right move. And I think this also spreads out the 76ers more. Think about it. When Ben Simmons was there, it was like kind of like a cluster, like down in the paint, because Ben can't shoot. We already know that. He was no threat of shooting, so people could clamp down on Tobias Harris, clamp down on Joel Embiid, and really only have to worry about guys like Connaughton. I don't know even know if he plays with them anymore, but like Connaughton and what's my guy named? Tyrese Maxey. You know, they had to focus more on those guys on the outside, but not having that third threat on the outside was a problem. So now with James Harden, they have another threat on the outside. They have another threat on the outside now. So that's good for, you know, the 76ers. I think the pick and roll will be special. And now they have another shooter that can be lethal. And also as well, they do add Paul Millsap that can take 20-foot jump shots. So he can stretch the floor a little bit as well, even in his old age. And from what I heard, Paul Millsap was starting to get irritated by the whole Kyrie Irving thing. And I'm going to jump into that in a minute. Now, in return, let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets get one of the best defenders in the NBA. I don't care how you feel about Ben Simmons not being a shooter and can't shoot 2 feet from the ball, from the basket. I don't care. He's one of the best defenders in the NBA. Book it. Name me 5 defenders better than Ben Simmons. I'll wait, because I can only name about 2, if that. You can't name any defenders better than Ben Simmons. Only about, maybe, like I said, at best 2 or 3. Only 2 I would maybe put above him is Kawhi Leonard, and I would probably put Anthony Davis. But besides that, there, and you can argue that. You could argue he's better than both of them defending the rim and defending. So we're talking about one of the best defenders in the league, bruh. I know y'all like to crack jokes for Twitter and Instagram and TikTok to like look cute, but Ben Simmons is a problem. If Ben Simmons knew how to shoot, do you not know what a threat he would be? I'm going to say it now. If Ben Simmons knew how to shoot the ball halfway decent, if he was a 40% from 3 shooter or a 35% from 3 shooter that would take 6 threes a night, I'm telling y'all now, he would be a top 10 player in this league, bro. No cap. I'm telling y'all, he would be. So this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Brooklyn just got better at a place they struggled. They struggled on defense. That's been their worst worry all year is defense. They can score at will, but they couldn't play defense at all. KD is probably their best defender on their team. So that's what I'm saying. They did not have defense, and KD's been out. Now, you go grab one of the best defenders to pair up and make your defense at least average. Now, with their offense, with Kyrie and KD, they're going to be great on offense regardless. Even if Ben Simmons can shoot a shot or not, they're going to be great. But this gets into the problem here. Kyrie in this part-time stuff, it's not fair to his team, in my opinion. Do I understand him not getting the vax? Absolutely, brother. Do whatever you want to do with your life. I'm not the type to push anything on anybody. Now, if y'all gonna ask me my vaccination status, I'll tell you, yeah, I'm vaccinated because I want to protect my family and friends. You understand? And I'm not against you if you vaxxed. I'm not for you if you, I'm not like, you know, for you if you vaxxed or not. And I'm not against if you, like, I hate how divisive this vaccination status stuff has got. Bro, if you don't want to get the vaccine, that's good for you, bro. I'm not mad at you. I still respect you. I still love you, man. But for me, I got the vaccine. And for vaccine people, they shouldn't be like, oh, you didn't get the vax, you're an evil person. Oh, my God. Like, I'm not the type to force any or impose any type of will on any human being. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I roll. You know what I'm saying? But I do believe in science. And I do understand why people are getting the vaccine and why I got it. But my point is this, just to get off the political side of it. It is kind of not fair to the rest of the Brooklyn team that Kyrie is on this halftime gig, because as you can see, and in basketball is really, chemistry is so important in basketball. Any basketball players that are listening to this, please, bro, tell these folks how important chemistry is. If two nights in a row, your star player ain't there and then he comes back a week later, it's different, bro. You got to get back used to gelling with them. You got to get back used to doing all that. You have to get back all that stuff, you know, intact. But now, with Kyrie being, you know, can't play at home, but I can play on the road, it's a lot. And it takes a lot on a team. It takes a huge toll on a team, I'm pretty sure. Ben Simmons is vaccinated. I'm pretty sure that was a big part of this trade, because they couldn't afford to have two main guys out. Ben Simmons is vaccinated. So when you're looking at the landscape of things, it's really to a point of who won this trade. That's what y'all want to hear. Who won this trade? If I had to pick who won this trade, I'm going to tell y'all now. I think it's Brooklyn. Here's why. Ben Simmons, because I think Ben Simmons just needed a scenery change. I don't, and once again, I don't think the trade was lopsided. I think it was a pretty even trade. That's why it's really even hard for me to choose who won. But to me, I know people like to clown Ben Simmons. I get it. Y'all gonna probably clown me after saying this. Ben Simmons needed a change of scenery. He has that now. He has that chain of scenery. And now he can focus on being the best player he can be for himself. He can focus on that now. So this is my thing. If Ben Simmons can average 16, 10, and 9 every night, right? Kyrie and KD can handle the rest. I'm telling you now, with adding Ben Simmons on this team, that made Brooklyn better, bro. Brooklyn is better defensively now than they've been all year. And that's going to be important when you get in games with the Greek Freak. When you get in games with guys like that, that is going to matter. When you get in games with like a big team like Cleveland, those guys got a bunch of big young guys. Evan Mobley, Marketing, the list goes on. That is going to matter. Like I said, I like the trade for both teams. I don't really think nobody significantly lost. But in my opinion, who is set up for success more down the line and right now? I'm going to tell you the truth. I think it's Brooklyn. James Harden is 32, struggling with a hamstring injury. He's getting older. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. I still think he's special. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. James Harden is very special. Shoot, I want him, when he was talking about trading from Houston last year, I wanted him to come to the Hawks. I was willing to trade John Collins for him. So I don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, hating on the man. I like James Harden. I think he gets a lot of bad rep for no reason. But in this case, I do believe that the Brooklyn Nets are set up right now to win right now and for the next couple of years. Because when you think about it, Ben Simmons is locked in for, I believe, 4 more years. KD, I think he has 2 more. Kyrie, I don't know what his situation is. But you at least got KD And when KD decides to step away, because y'all got to realize, KD getting old too, bro. KD like 35, bro. Like, KD is starting to get old, bro. Kevin Durant is starting to get old. So, when Kevin Durant decides, hey, man, I'm done with the game. I'm hanging up my basketball shoes. I'm done. When Kevin Durant decides to do that now. Oh, excuse me. I misspoke. Kevin Durant is 33. I thought he was 35 for some reason. Sorry, y'all. But Kevin Durant's 33, so he's probably still got maybe three more good years in the league, probably. Probably three or four good years, plus that injury that he just had. So if they can build around KD, and then KD can kind of hand the keys off when he getting ready to retire, he can hand the keys off to Ben Simmons if he develops the right way. Then at that point, we're talking about, you know, building around Ben Simmons, a younger guy. I think it makes the most sense for them to do that. So I like the trade for both teams. It was a few more trades I just wanted to mention. It ain't really no big deal, but I just wanted to mention some of the trades. I know Charlotte made a trade today, I believe, for Montrezl Harrell. He comes back home to North Carolina. He's from Kingston, North Carolina, so that's a good story. I think they traded Ish Smith, and I want to say Vernon Carey were traded. Also, as well, the Mavs traded Porzingis for Dinwiddie out there in Washington. So now Washington receives KP, and then also as well, Dinwiddie is heading, you know, to Dallas to pair up with Luka. Then also as well, the Bucks get Ibaka, which I think is a very good move, a defensive veteran. They're adding on to that team. And the Bucks, you got to watch out for them because they are really starting to gain their stride now. And they're starting to look very impressive. So we'll see how they do. I think they play the Suns either tonight or tomorrow. And they're really building up some momentum right now. And they get, you know, like I just said, they get Ibaka. I think it's a huge move for them. And also as well, Marvin Bagley is sent off to Detroit from Sacramento. Huge win for him. I don't care if Sacramento and Detroit both are like bad franchises right now. Get up out of Sacramento, bro. That franchise hasn't been crap for a long time. At least in Detroit, they're building something young around Cade and Isaiah Stewart and guys like that. At least you're in a little bit of a better system. So that was one more trade I wanted to talk about too. The Celtics trade off Schroeder. He's being sent to the Rockets. So that's that. So a lot of trades took place today. I love the NBA trade deadline, man. It's probably one of my favorite things in sports. Absolutely love it. I really enjoyed the trade deadline. It's fun, man. I really do enjoy it. And, that's kind of, you know, how I felt about the trade today and some of the trades. You know, like I said, I'm not going to jump into every trade. That's just too much, but I just kind of wanted to jump over some of the main ones. Whew. All right, y'all. When we get back, we're going to close out the podcast and kind of give y'all the breakdown of what's happening for the next couple weeks for the podcast. Since we're, you know, kind of transitioning from football season into basketball season. So when we get back, we will talk about transitioning. And also as well, we'll talk a little bit about NFL rewards and stuff like that. And who I think should win, whatever and whatever. We'll talk about that when we get back. What is up, you guys? It's your boy, Tony T-Time West, back at it again with another segment of Talks T-Time, the podcast. Appreciate you guys' love and support. If this is your first time listening, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast, actually. And then go ahead and give us a 5-star review. We're on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Google, iTunes, you name it. We're there. Also, as well, follow us on social media, on Twitter. It's going to be Talks with T-Time, P as in Paul 1. And then also, as well, follow us on IG at Talks T-Time, the podcast. So let's go ahead and jump into this last segment of the podcast tonight. I want to talk about the MVP award honors. And I know they normally do the MVP award honors, and I could be wrong, but I believe it's the night before the Super Bowl. So this will be tomorrow for you guys. So I'm recording this on Thursday night. This will drop Friday. So I believe it's tomorrow when they actually do the awards. But I'm going to go through my award winners and what I think should take place. And this is just my opinion. Like I said, you know, I'm not saying nobody's wrong. I'm not saying nobody, you know what I'm saying? This is just me. And some of these awards, I believe, may have already kind of like been given already. So, you know, we'll move forward. So MVP odds, let's jump into that first. I think for me, I'm going to have to say Aaron Rodgers. I know he ended out rough. I know. But this year, in the regular season, Aaron Rodgers was the best quarterback this year in the season. He was. You know, obviously in the playoffs, he kind of flopped on his feet, you know, and that kind of messed him up. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I still do believe, you know, should win MVP. And I think Tom Brady should be in the mix as well. I think it should be close, but I think I would probably land on the air of caution and probably say Aaron Rodgers wins it. For Offensive Player of the Year, I mean, for me, it comes down to two people. It comes down to Cooper Kupp or Jonathan Taylor. I lean towards Cooper Kupp. I mean, Triple Crown, bro. Like, come on, man. That's unheard of, bro. Like, you know, a lot of people are not doing that. So I'm going to lean on the side of caution, and I'm going to say I'm probably going to take Cooper Kupp in that. When it comes to 2021 Defensive Player of the Year, I got to probably say TJ Watt because his sack number is absolutely crazy. He had a great year. But I'm not going to lie, I am also tempted to say Micah Parsons. What he did as a rookie was absolutely tremendous. I mean, he was a stud. Like I said, I've talked about this before. I don't care about the person Michael Parsons because of the stuff that I've heard about him. But as a player, he's special, man. Offensive Rookie of the Year, we know who that's going to. Ja'Marr Chase. I don't even think that's a question. And Defensive Rookie of the Year, we know who that's going to, too. Micah Parsons. I was just talking about him. Comeback Player of the Year for me needs to be Joe Burrow. It needs to be Joe Burrow. I'm sorry. Dak Prescott, you're cool and all that, bro. I wish you nothing but the best. It needs to be Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow needs to be Comeback Player of the Year. Coming back from a torn ACL, literally in your second year, and on the verge of possibly winning it all, it needs to be Joe Burrow. It would be between Dak Prescott and Joe Burrow, but it needs to be Joe Burrow. And then for me, Coach of the Year, I really have to say Coach of the Year for me, I can't say Zach Taylor. I can't say Zach Taylor, bro. I just can't. It's just not in my blood. Zach Taylor is literally living off of Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins right now. And Mixon. I cannot. For me, it's hard to say that, but I can definitely understand why people would say that because of the success they're having. But for me, I think Coach of the Year should go to Mike Vrabel. That's who I think it should go through. So those are my list of people who I think should win. Not saying these are the people that are going to win, but that's the list that I think should win. So that's just that. So let's talk about scheduling for the next couple of weeks. So as you already know, I'm on my social media diet. I just told y'all about that. I'm off social media right now, probably until March 5th, because March 5th will make a month since I've been off. So let's go look and see how we're going to do this thing going forward. And y'all can let me know. Y'all can text me, whatever the case may be. And, you know, we can kind of decide where we want to go with this. But I just know for a fact that I won't be back on social media until Saturday, March the 5th. So we could come back a month from today and come back on the 10th and jump right into college. We might talk a little college basketball. I've been watching a little bit more games of college basketball, y'all. I know y'all gonna be a little bit more proud of me. I've been trying to watch a little bit more games. It's hard for me to get into, but I've been trying to watch more games. But we'll jump into more basketball talk, basically. And obviously, like, Clemson spring football will be kind of booting up around that time. So we'll be heavy on the college football during that time as well. So this is the plan, man. Super Bowl is next week. We probably will not have a podcast from right after this until the 10th. The 10th of March, we will be back. So I'm taking a month off from the podcast. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. But I normally take a month off during the podcast during this time anyway, from February to March. When we come back, we'll jump into, like, you know what I'm saying, college football to be kind of gearing up with spring practice, and we'll probably be covering a lot of NBA. A lot of the Atlanta Hawks, a lot of Charlotte Hornets, stuff that I'm interested in talking about. Some of the star players. Once again, I want to make this a reminder. If you're expecting to hear some breakdown about the Utah Jazz against the, you know, Indiana Pacers, this is not the podcast for you. We're going to talk about some of the stuff I like to talk about. We're going to talk about Trae Young and the Hawks a lot. We're going to talk about Charlotte Hornets. I like talking about them because I have a lot of mutual followers and people that listen to this podcast that are big Hornets fans. We'll talk a lot about them coming up in the next couple of weeks. But basically what I'm trying to say is we're going to be out for the next month, y'all. And we'll be back, and we're going to come back guns a-blazing. We'll still be in Season 7. We're just taking this month off from the podcast, doing this, like, dry period between football and basketball. And then, like I said, coming back on March 10th, we'll go ahead and jump into, you know, basketball fully, spring college football, so on and so forth. So that is the plan. So this will be the last podcast between now and March 10th. I know I miss y'all too, bro, but you know what I'm saying? This is what we do every year. So, with that being said, I want to sign out and say thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. This is great, man. I had fun making this podcast tonight. It's been a blast. Listen, man, enjoy the Super Bowl, man. Enjoy the game, bro. Sit back, relax, order you some wings and you know what I'm saying, a pizza. And watch the game, bro. You know, use some of that leisure time, bro, because we all need it, bro. Use some of that leisure time. Have fun. And y'all be safe. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. Take care of your mental health. Take care of yourself. And, yeah, man, we are out. We will holler at y'all literally in a month. Let's go.